Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Everyone wants him home. Mark Frericks, a Navy vet and a civilian contractor in Afghanistan, was abducted in 2020. His sister in Lombard had pushed for years to get his release. She's the one that got the call from President Biden. And U.S. officials, they said that when they pulled out of Afghanistan, I would imagine, Art, his dad's on the phone, you were hoping that your son would be coming home then. Then there was a July 31st U.S. drone strike that killed an al-Qaeda leader. And at that point, officials said they told the Taliban immediately after the strike that they would hold them directly responsible if any harm were to come to Mark, and that the best way they might begin to rebuild trust with the United States and with the world was to immediately release Mark. Art Frericks is on the phone. Your son is coming home. Have you had a conversation with him yet, Art?
No, we haven't. It just happened yesterday, and they took him to a military hospital in Germany to check him out and everything. We expect to hear from him in the next few days, at least I'm hoping to. And we're looking forward to him getting back on American soil.
Yeah, that's when you can get a good night's sleep at that point. Tell everyone about the sign that has been outside of your auto repair business in Lombard since the moment your son went missing. What does that sign say?
Well, it did say, President Biden, bring home Mark Frericks, my son. But today it says, thank you, President Biden.
Was your daughter shocked when she actually got a call from President Biden himself?
Well, that I don't know because I wasn't there. But I think she was very, very relieved and satisfied when she got it, though. Very happy. Because she called me up, and it was probably about 4 o'clock or 3:30 in the morning. Obviously, President Biden was over in London, which is about 6 hours difference.
Art, was there a time when you thought that call would not come?
No, not really. I've got faith in the country and our leaders, and we had a lot of cooperation from the FBI. They were very diligently in following through with everything. And Senator Duckworth was very instrumental, and Michael Waltz from Florida was very, he was an expert, a retired Green Beret, and he was on it quite a bit too. So between
Art
the
Frericks.
Two of them.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But those were the two, huh?
Well, they worked that I could see the hardest. And Sammy Duckworth, being an ex-military person, could understand the situation probably best of anybody.
Yeah, she seems to be concerned about his health. I think she was really talking about getting him checked out because, obviously, if your son was in captivity for 31 months, he wasn't getting any kind of treatment for anything. Nutrition is obviously an issue as well. Art Frericks is joining us. He has an auto repair business in Lombard. His son, Mark, graduated from Glenbard East, went into the Navy, was a contractor in Afghanistan, and then abducted. I can't imagine what you're feeling. And do you still hold some fear about how he's going to re-enter society, or are you confident that your kid is strong enough that he's going to come back here and live
a
full life?
I've always been pretty confident that he's able to survive by himself. I mean, he lived over there in Afghanistan on his own, with working as a contractor for 10 years, so he's not bashful for well, I don't know if you say adventure or he's a survivor.
And Art, I really have to applaud you for the one thing that you said that I think every parent could relate to. I saw you interviewed, and at one point you said that if you were a little bit younger, you'd strap a gun on your hip and you'd go over there and get them yourself.
Well, I probably would if I had to go hunt for them and bring them back. I mean, I'm not afraid myself to get involved. And having grown up in the Second World War as a kid, I've got quite a bit of patriotism and faith in this country.
Well, your faith in this country must be stronger than it has ever been before.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. We're so happy that your son's coming home.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity. You're sharing it with the rest of your radio audience. And also, I'd like to conclude with the fact that many, many people were praying for him and his safe return. And the support from the neighborhood and the people I know in Lombard and everything has been overwhelming. They stopped by and many times people would say, well, we're praying for him and so on. And evidently their prayers came through.
They certainly did. Thank you so much, Art. I can't wait till you have that reunion and that first hug with your son.
Thank you.